Someone wrote a question asking about phrases for, I think, mudita and equanimity. And I thought I'd just say a couple words about the phrases for the Brahmaviharas. Of course, as you all know, it's more important to get in touch with the feeling of the Brahmaviharas. And if you can't come up with a good example for yourself to use, it's good to try to use the phrases. And not so that they become too rote, but they make the feeling come up more easily and kind of more automatic. So they're more accessible and readily available when you want to practice without. Sometimes I'm just like not creative enough at the time to come up with a good example to use to bring up the feeling. So if you can find a good example and then practice with the phrases, then it'll kind of sink in, and then when you start with the phrases later, the feeling will come more automatically. So the loving kindness ones, you all probably have heard many times. May I be happy, or may you be happy and peaceful, or well, or safe, content. And compassion is easier in some ways because there's so many good examples you can find anytime. There's so much suffering in the world, it's easy to pick one. But it's the same, you can use the same kind of phrases. May you be safe, may your pain subside, may you find peace and strength to face your problems, or ease. And then for sympathetic joy, often you can find a good example of that too, but if you can't, then I guess compassion and sympathetic joy are kind of more dramatic examples, so the feeling comes up kind of more immediately and stronger. But if you can't for sympathetic joy, then may all beings be happy. May they be filled with joy. May your joy sustain you. May your well-being and good fortune continue. May your happiness continue. And then equanimity. That the same the way things are, and having that sort of unshakable balance that comes from insight. This one's kind of harder to call up sometimes. You have to get in touch with that, the insight of maybe impermanence and not self and dukkha. But some phrases you can use are like in the chanting, all of us are the heirs of our karma. Our happiness depends on our actions. We all must face our own situation. And then really, maybe can we accept things as they are? Because we see where they're coming from. Or even if we don't see, there's not much we can do at this point. So just remembering that somewhere at some point we are heirs of our karma, our conditioning, and how we can continue to condition ourselves. So those are just some things to try if you're having some trouble bringing up equanimity or sympathetic joy.